Welcome to Masech HaShkalim, Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. You know, each town would collect their own shkalim, their own half shekels, and then they would send them up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple in Jerusalem, where it would be used for the public sacrifices for the Karbanos Tzibur. It says the Mishnah, Mitzarfin Shkalim LeDarkonos. The individual cities that had collected a tremendous amount of half shekels, and they wanted to send them up to the Beis HaMikdash, would come up that they'd need a tremendous wagon or convoy to carry all the half shekels. They're allowed to take those half shekels and then turn them into larger coins. A darkon is a golden coin, and therefore they would have far less to carry. In order to ease from them the heaviness and the large load that they would have to carry up to Yerushalayim. Continues the Mishnah, the same way that there were boxes in the form of a shofar, that means to say they are wide at the bottom and very narrow at the top, so that a person could only put money in and not take money out. Similarly, they had the same type of boxes in every single city to gather the half shekels and to send them to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, what happens to a city where they collected, everyone gave their half shekel, and they send it up to Yerushalayim in the hands of a courier or an agent, and then on the way they were stolen or lost, and it's an ones. It was circumstances beyond the control of the individual that was bringing it up. Im nitrimat truma. If the truma was already separated, that means to say, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, they had a special office where they would keep all the different coins, and then they would divide the coins into three boxes or three chests, and they would use them for different times throughout the year. It's called truma salishka. So when they would, and when they would do that, when they would divide it, the gizbar, the fellow in charge of the hektish that belonged to the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, he would have in mind that he's also including any of the money that was collected that hasn't yet hit the Beis HaMikdash, that's still in the hands of the messengers, or even the stuff that eventually would be collected, so that every single person in the Jewish nation could have a part of every public sacrifice, even those people who hadn't paid or those people whose money had not arrived in Yerushalayim. So let's say, says the Mishnah, the money was lost or stolen after the people in Yerushalayim had already designated the money for Karbanos and had these people in mind. Nishbain, so then the messengers, the couriers, have to swear ligizbarim to the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash that they weren't negligent and that it was truthfully stolen or lost. And then they're exempt from paying. Vimlav, but let's say when the time it was lost or stolen, the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurer had not yet separated it. Nishbain, then the courier has to swear lebnei ha'ir, to the people in the city that they had been entrusted, the people in the city that had trusted them with the money to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and then it was stolen. And then the shliach, the agent, is pater. Bnei ha'ir shoklin tachtem, and then each person has to go and give another half shekel, because that first half shekel has never made it to the Beis HaMikdash. Nimtzu. That happens in the future if they find the lost or stolen coins. Or the thieves themselves return the half shekels. Eilu ve'elu shkalim. The new ones and the old ones are all considered kadusha. They all have kadusha and they're considered like the half shekel. We don't say that they could use these half shekels to pay off for the upcoming year, to pay off their obligation for the upcoming year. It doesn't work that way. It goes towards this year. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming day.